The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's that time of year, isn't it? Not quite spring, but certainly time to declutter. But what do you do with the stuff that is still serviceable? Maybe pre-loved clothes, or then there's that careworn stuff that nobody really wants. What do you do with that? It's at the end of its useful life. Well, to help us with all of this, we're joined by futurist, climate and sustainability journalist Jo Linnan. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So what bin does what go into? Isn't that the question we keep asking ourselves?
The burning question. And I think, you know, most people really want to do the right thing, but there's so many different items that we have in our homes, so many different bins, so many different ways to recycle, and people do get confused. So this is just to clear things up if you're doing that post-Christmas clear out.
Some very easy things, like you've got loads of headphones, earbuds from various mobile phones you've had over the years, and they're in a drawer. That kind of stuff, what do you do with it?
Okay, so that's actually a great one, Pat, because a great report came out again this week to say that Irish people are fantastic with the big electrical stuff, the washing machines, the dishwashers, that kind of stuff. We're terrible with the small electrical goods. Anything that has a wire that needs to be charged is an electrical good, and it needs to go to your local bring centre, and we really need to improve that. They all contain precious metals and materials that we're running out of, so you need to bring those in and recycle them for free.
So those Christmas lights that no longer work?
Exactly. All those things, just put them into a bag, bring them to your local bring centre. You can head to mywaste.ie to look up where your local one is, and the teams there are fantastic. They'll help you.
Now, batteries are critical because they contain lots of metals and they can be recycled.
Yes, and they also lead to a lot of fires. I think people are still putting them into their general waste bins, and you'll hear about like a fire in a truck, a garbage truck in the M50 or around the country, and they can set things alight. So they're super dangerous. What I like to do is I have a dedicated drawer. Every time I finish with a battery, I pop it in there. Then once a year, I bring it to even your local supermarket. You'll see these little blue wee boxes, and you can just pop them in there and they'll be recycled.
Yeah, and when you go to the one in Ballyogan, the big one, and you look at the number of batteries that they, when you open the container, wow.
It's crazy. And it's great to know that they're all being recycled properly.
And when you see them in that bulk, you realise just how much metal is there.
This is it. When you're only looking at one or two, you don't think of it like that, but we're all using hundreds of them every year.
Unwanted toys. Now, if they're completely banjaxed, no point in trying to get a child to take up a toy that is missing a wheel or something like that.
Yes, exactly. Those can go into, again, your local recycling centre. But if it is in good working order, and a lot of time at this time of the year, people will find kids got so much for Christmas that they want to do a bit of a clear out, or maybe they're growing out of toys, there are great places to donate them. Let's Help directprovision.ie take donations, Bernardo's take donations, even your local Oxfam shops. And then there's great new initiatives like the Toy Library, which is amazing. And that's literally a library where you can borrow toys and drop them back, and they always accept donations. So get in touch with them.
People will maybe have food, they might have a hamper with some good stuff in it that they'll never use. What do you do with stuff like that? That's perfectly usable, but not by you.
Yeah, it's so difficult. And look, most mainstream, donation services won't take those because there's a health, food, a safety issue and all that kind of thing. But what's fantastic is if you're on Facebook, you can join your local FreeCycle group. And that is basically a community group. There's pretty much one in every part of Ireland. And you can just write onto that group and say, look, I have some food here, or I have whatever here. And the only rule is that you have to give it away for free. So people will call to your house and collect stuff. I've used it a lot. It's fantastic. And there's people in need there who love that stuff.
By the way, harking back to some of the electrical stuff, like if you have a hairdryer that might be still working, but you've got yourself a Dyson, so you don't want your old hairdryer, a charity shop might not take it because it's electrical and it doesn't come with a warranty and it's not in its original packaging. So beware.
Completely. That's the thing. You're probably better off joining the FreeCycle group and saying, look, is there a neighbour or someone in the community? I guarantee you there's always somebody who will take it off your hands.
Clothing.
This is such a huge, huge, huge issue, not only in Ireland, but across the world. But in Ireland, we consume double the amount of fashion that anywhere else in Europe does. And so we're getting rid of that fashion at a rate of knots. It's complex. I think if you have a really nice item, the first thing you should be doing, especially because it's January, is getting on to the likes of Vinted, Depop, Vestiaire Collective, seeing if you can sell it on and make a few quid. So many people are doing that now. It's become a real community. It's really fun. And it's a great way to actually pass on stuff and buy things secondhand. Beyond that, you can bring it to your local charity shop. But I would say if you're going to bring it, please make sure it's clean and that it's in good condition. They are overrun with so many textiles and they don't have a place to rehome them. And then if it's not in good working order, if you've tried to repair it or if it's just beyond its use, like you were mentioning there, Pat, old sneakers, that kind of thing, find a textile bin. Again, you'll find one in your local bottle bank or your bring centre, and you can put it in there. And there's a lot of question marks over where that stuff goes, but theoretically it should be taken, gone through to make sure what can be separated and used as materials and then passed on. So
now,
that's your place.
Furniture, homeware, stuff that maybe people are downsizing, the table won't fit in the new flat or whatever, and therefore it's got to go. Who'll use that again? Because you want it reused. You don't want it junked.
You do. And again, there are so many charities all over Ireland who need stuff, who are rehoming people, who are filling up houses with furniture. So you can go to Vision Ireland. And actually, if you're living in Dublin, they actually do collections, which is amazing. So if you have a bulky item, they might be able to come out and actually take it from you. And then there's places like Oxfam Home that are wonderful. The Council for the Blind takes stuff. So just do a quick Google in your local area and see what's best for you. But please don't put it to landfill. Somebody will use it.
Now, bedding, like old duvets, towels, sheets, all of that.
You know what? What I find is that you have local rescue centres for animals that like taking the stuff. Now, what I would preface is find out who your local centre is and call them first. Please do not rock up with all your duvets and beddings. They might be inundated, but that's a great place to do it. And actually, Cork Penny Dinners take in old bedding if it's in good nick. So give them a call.
Now, packaging. A lot of stuff is over-packaged. You know, cosmetic items, for instance, you might have several layers before you get to the goods. What about that stuff? What bin does that go into, or what do you do with it?
That's so complex, Pat, because like you said, if you take something like maybe, you know, a makeup compact, there might be four or five different elements. You might have a mirror, you might have some plastic, you might have a different kind of plastic concealing it. That can't go into your recycling bin because there's too many components. Now, if it's a very simple, maybe like a cleanser bottle, that's just one piece of plastic, that might be able to be washed out and put in. But what I would say is that Boots have an amazing recycling program. So you can bring in your empties, scan them in a Boots store, and you actually get points. So that's a great incentive. And then some Irish companies are offering recycling, like Sculpt by Amy, who I know you're a fan of too. She does a great recycling program.
Paint.
And a lot of people will be painting in springtime and getting ready. A really hard thing to know what to do with. But again, your local recycling centre, they usually charge about €4 for a tin, and they take a maximum of 10 tins in one go if you're really doing a DIY project. If you're a business and you're living, or you're in Dublin, the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun is amazing. They take in paints from businesses. They actually recycle the paint, which is amazing. And you can buy a recycled paint there too.
Now, I'll read out the list which you've given me very quickly. For your black bin, blister packets, wrapping paper, nappies, soil packaging, bathroom waste, animal waste, aerosols, cold ashes, black plastic bags, use candles, and get rid of the wax first. In the green bin, newspapers, milk cartons, egg boxes, kitchen roll tubes, cardboard packaging, drink cans, food cans, biscuit tins, detergent bottles, plastic food trays, fruit and vegetable bags, breakfast cereal bags, bubble wrap, dishwasher bags, plastic shopping bags, cheese pack wrappers, baked goods wrappers. In the brown bin, which is going to ferment,
compost,
one presumes, compost, coffee grounds and filters, cooked and raw foods, dairy products, eggs and eggshells, fruit, vegetables, peelings, tea bags, meat, bones and fish, hedge clippings, plants and weeds. And the things that you can't put in your bins, there's a few, glass.
Glass, exactly. Unfortunately, now cans need to be brought to the recycling, the bring back scheme. Again, like your batteries, your electrical goods. And look, if you're unsure, head to mywaste.ie. There are brilliant lists there, or you can get onto me on Instagram and I'll help you out.
Very good. Jo Lennon, who is a futurist, climate and sustainability journalist. Jo Lennon, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.